540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Authorities are still trying to identify a man whose body was found in Lake Michigan near Bayview Park over the weekend. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says someone was walking by and reported seeing him in the water Saturday at around 9:40 in the morning. The man is believed to be between 55 and 65 years old and was wearing a light blue Brewer shirt, dark blue Adidas pants, Nike shoes, and a dark green cap. Anyone who recognizes him is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. A senior administrator in the Milwaukee County Clerk of Circuit Court's office is facing a felony drug charge. It comes after police searched her Northside home. Prosecutors say Samortria Matthews' basement was used to package, store, and prepare cocaine and fentanyl for sale. Matthews has been suspended from her county job and is charged with maintaining a drug trafficking place. Two of her relatives also face drug and fleeing charges. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee man is facing three first-degree intentional homicide charges in connection with two shootings that killed three people. Authorities accused 36-year-old Thomas Seville Zelikoff of fatally shooting 28-year-old Vanessa DeHerea and 29-year-old Scott Buchholz at an apartment building last weekend. Officials say Zelikoff also killed 39-year-old Shamarla Hale at her home about 4 miles away from the apartment soon after. Milwaukee police say the shootings were connected and domestic violence related. Court filings say ballistics and cell phone evidence linked Zelikoff to both scenes. He was arrested last week following a multi-day manhunt and an armed standoff at a Milwaukee home. New training is planned in Milwaukee after an error slowed the release of absentee ballot results during the primary. About 28,000 ballots were delayed when workers uploaded the wrong files onto several flash drives. Election officials say the mistake involved audit logs instead of vote totals. The commission says it'll update procedures and make them available to observers at Central Count. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Hunters can take action today. Bonus antlerless deer permits go on sale today in Wisconsin, with the numbers available depending on local deer populations. Forest Zone hunters get the first chance to buy, while Central Farmland Zone sales start tomorrow. Southern Farmland Zone sales begin Wednesday. All remaining zones open Thursday. The DNR says online buyers may be placed in a virtual waiting line, and people who enter the website will be assigned spots at random. A man in Madison will be spending more than 5 years in federal prison for illegally having a firearm. Jonnell Britt received 48 months in prison for possessing a firearm as a convicted felon and an additional 18 months for violating the terms of his supervised release. The 28-year-old pleaded guilty to the firearms charge in late April. In December 2025, law enforcement found a firearm concealed in a bag in his apartment, and an analyst with the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory confirmed it had Britt's DNA on it. At the time of his offense, Britt was on federal supervision for an armed robbery conviction. Public school districts across Wisconsin are implementing new cell phone restrictions under state law. Districts are required to limit students' cell phone use during instructional time as they prepare for the new school year. State research links excessive smartphone use among children to problems with social skills, critical thinking, and impulse control. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report found schools with cell phone restrictions have seen improved classroom focus, stronger social connections, and lower levels of psychological distress. Districts, including Appleton and Neenah, say restrictions already in place have reduced distractions and improved engagement. The first Topgolf location in Wisconsin is now open in Monona. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held this week for the popular entertainment venue. The location features a new Topgolf design with upgraded technology, arcade games, and enhanced sports viewing areas. A close primary fight gave way to a unity rally in Madison yesterday, where Francesca Hong joined the man who defeated her, Democratic governor nominee David Crowley. Hong drew strong cheers from the crowd as she appeared alongside Crowley, Governor Evers, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The gathering comes less than a week after Crowley's narrow win over Hong. Now, Democrats are turning their focus to the November race against Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany. Big money is continuing to shape Wisconsin's governor's race, with the state Republican Party reporting more than $10 million in new donations in 1 week. Dick and Liz Uihlein each gave $5 million to the party earlier this week. The Uihleins have also given millions to Republican legislative groups and political action committees. On the Democratic side, the state party reported $123,000 in donations of at least $1,000 since late July. Nearly 300,000 Wisconsin commercial drivers are part of a legal fight over whether the federal government can obtain their personal information. Wisconsin joined more than 20 states in suing the Trump administration after federal agencies sought 5 years of records from a national licensing database. State officials say the request includes sensitive information, such as Social Security numbers, and could put funding for the database at risk. A judge has temporarily stopped the demand while the lawsuit is considered. The federal government says it wants the CDL records to find commercial drivers who may be unsafe, unqualified, or improperly licensed. State officials say simple safety steps could save lives as Wisconsin leads the nation in fatal ATV and UTV crashes. The DNR reports 29 deadly incidents so far in 2026, including 15 rollovers. Wisconsin law also requires riders involved in a crash to report it to law enforcement right away and file a written report with the DNR within 10 days. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Tucker Kraft is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers' number 85, Tucker Kraft, is back at tight end, taking snaps during 11-on-11. Head coach Matt LaFleur:
I think you could be in for a treat today.
Kraft back after suffering a torn ACL 9.5 months ago. I asked him if he's on a limited snap count for now.
Yeah, snap count for sure. Like I've said since the beginning of training camp, they have a plan for me, and week by week, they're going to gradually increase my snap count depending on the full rep range of practice. So, you know, my job is just out there and answer when my number's called.
The Packers play the Broncos in Denver this Friday. Baseball: the Brewers back home and have tonight off before hosting the Seattle Mariners tomorrow night. Lefty Kyle Harrison gets the start against Seattle right-hand pitcher Bryce Miller. The Brewers beat the Dodgers on Sunday 6-2. Logan Henderson with the win. The Crew took the series in L.A. 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 65 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.